With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is vowing to make Iran pay a heavy price for a missile strike that heavily damaged southern Israel's main hospital. The windows blown out, the roof on fire as heavy black smoke billowed. The BBC's Dan Johnson in Jerusalem says it was part of a larger Iranian missile barrage.
It's not clear how many missiles got through, but at least seven impacts have been reported. At least three in Tel Aviv and one hitting a hospital in Beersheba for the south. It comes after another night of sirens and overhead interceptions across Israel, with missile attacks just before 8 p.m. local time and a second wave just after midnight targeting Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. 60 Israeli jets hit Iran last night after Israel advised residents to evacuate areas where it was targeting infrastructure.
And in light of those Iranian attacks on Israeli civilian targets, Israel's defense minister is threatening Iran's supreme leader. As for what the U.S. will do, President Trump holding his cards close to his vest.
I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do. I can tell you this, that Iran's got a lot of trouble, and they want to negotiate. And I say, why didn't you negotiate with me before all this death and destruction?
And the Israeli military now says Iran deployed a missile with multiple warheads, posing new challenges to Israel's air defense system. So much for an open exchange of ideas. It took the leftist social media site Blue Sky less than 15 minutes to yank Vice President Vance's newly created account. Despite an improving economy and cooling inflation, the Fed holding interest rates right where they're at. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed at the moment. The Dow is down about 44 points, NASDAQ up 25. This is SRN News. A Texas man charged with killing an unborn baby.
Justin Banta is accused of slipping abortion pills into his girlfriend's drink after asking her to have an abortion, and she refused. The child later died when the woman suffered a miscarriage. Banta is charged with capital murder. Pro-life activists have been warning of the danger presented when abortion pills become widely available, as they are now thanks to efforts by former President Biden and other Democrats. Women won't be the only ones using them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from limiting passport gender markers for many transgender and so-called non-binary people. This means such people who are without a passport or need to apply for a new one can request male, female, or X identification marker. In an executive order that was signed in January, the president limited gender identification in federal documents to male and female only. This is SRN News. We're not sure this has ever been tried before, but it certainly sounds like it's a first-of-its-kind strategy.
The U.S. government plans to open a fly factory to breed millions of the insects in Texas as part of an effort to keep a flesh-eating parasite from infesting American cattle. Now, the Agriculture Department says the sterile male flies bred at the facility would then be released into the wild. They would mate with females and prevent them from laying the eggs in wounds that become flesh-eating larvae. Jason Walker reporting.
A SpaceX rocket being tested in Texas has exploded, sending a dramatic fireball high into the sky. The company says the Starship experienced a major anomaly around 11 o'clock last night while on the test stand at Starbase in South Texas. More details at SRNNews.com.